The CBI's investigation into the Davis Mortuary in Pueblo. That mortuary is closed after state inspectors discovered decomposing bodies in a hidden room. What can you tell us about what you've learned?
Well, I can tell you a lot, and I'm really proud of our CBI agents down in Pueblo that have led the investigation.
They're in charge of that.
They've been in charge. So really, just a quick history on CBI and how we get cases. We are an at-request agency, so we don't have original jurisdiction to come in and take over anything. But when this was first alerted to us by our Department of Regulatory Affairs team,
which has some oversight on, on mortuaries.
And it's important to talk about that oversight, because what happened was is that oversight was new. They were in there doing an inspection based off new legislation that came on the heels of another horrid case, the Penrose investigation, where we had something like this. And our legislators made laws to have inspections of these, you know, unannounced inspections, and that's how this was caught.
Pueblo called you in?
Yes. So then we started speaking with Pueblo authorities, and then it got a little more complicated because this mortuary was operated by their sitting elected coroner. So we immediately went down to Pueblo. We joined a large briefing of law enforcement, and I was prepared to offer whatever assistance we could, because in fact, we had expertise. Our team helped in the Penrose investigation.
This had the worst kind of expertise to have, but
And so Pueblo police, who this was their jurisdiction, they asked us to take the lead in the investigation.
Mm-hmm. Just remind us what the magnitude is here of the case.
So initially what we found and what the inspectors found was they found a room where there was discarded remains of bodies that they could see that seemed to be very aged. We had estimates of over 20 or so bodies that were in body bags in various states of decomposition. So we are now, and thankfully for our Boulder County coroner and our Fremont County coroner, who also worked on the Penrose case, were brought in to help us with those. First, it was a very complex search warrant and processing of a scene that took days, if you could imagine.
I can't, but I can imagine it taking that long.
And so we were doing that processing, working with all our partners.
And calling in reinforcement coroners because of the nature of the owner of the mortuary.
Yes.
Have all of the bodies been identified?
They have not. So that is something, again, when we're talking about the complexity of DNA and the analysis, there's also other methods by which we can identify bodies. I'll probably butcher the name, but it's odontology, and that is the study and identification of people through their dental records.
Yep.
So we brought in expertise from them. We've brought in other ways, and the coroners in this case had, you know, the Penrose investigation.
I'll just say the scale of Penrose was enormous. I mean, 189 remains.
And this one, we're looking in the 20s. You know, it's smaller, but it is difficult still, you know.
Are there families in Pueblo wondering if their loved ones are involved?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
That's the unresolved thing for them.
Yeah, and that was something that we wanted to make sure and that we learned from the previous investigation is we needed to communicate to families, and we also needed their information to help us identify potentially these remains. One of the things we started, and we announced it at one of the earliest press conferences we had from Pueblo, was that we stood up a tip line for our victims or families and all the families that had loved ones that went through that mortuary.
Right. The question is, who's the victim?
Right. So that has been helpful. We've received, I think my last count was over 1,000 calls that are helpful. All that information is information that goes to the coroners that helps it. It's a questionnaire that we go on that might help us. It may be down to what was someone wearing when they were buried and things like that. And that's helpful in us trying to identify those. But ultimately, we may need to and will need to rely on DNA and DNA samples and genealogy DNA. Maybe get family members to do comparisons.
Wow, that's an enormous project.
These will be cases that our lab will process. But as I've said, we've also gotten help from other departments and other expertise. And in some cases, what happened was with the governor's help, by him declaring an emergency, he freed up some funds for Pueblo so that we may be able to utilize those funds to get some experts around genealogy, DNA processing.
I'd forgotten an emergency was declared.
Yes.
What questions are there still to answer? What work is
right
there
now,
still to
I
do?
I think
then?
The most critical question is the identification of the person. The other looming issue that we are working hard on, and we're working very closely with DA Bouvet down in Pueblo.
Because this will be prosecuted by the Pueblo County District
Attorney.
Yes,
it will.
Okay.
And we are working with her ultimately on the charging and accountability for those that were responsible for these remains.
Does this job creep you out?
It's obviously emotional work. Dealing with victims, dealing with some horrific crimes, and seeing sometimes humanity at its worst. But I am also driven by making a difference. The other thing that I find true inspiration is the people that are doing the work. When I went down to Pueblo and I saw our agents, and I'm meeting some of these agents for the first time, right? And I'm their boss, and they're undertaking this huge case that is going to be hard to see, right? When you're walking in and collecting bodies in the state they're in, the smells you smell and the things you see, that is not pleasant. I've been there, done that. And what I saw in them, none of them batted an eye. They were anxious to get started. They were already in planning mode, and they were taking it on, and they were driven to help the families that were wondering and worried were their remains handled how they should have been with the respect they should have been.
Director, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for your questions today.